out I had it, and they came up, and they didn't actually demand it, but they did. They did, too. So I gave it to them. Well, the only way it's affected my life, actually, is the telephone calls that I have received 24 hours a day for several months there at a time, until I got to the point I'd just tell them I don't know anything and I'm not talking to you. There's a bunch of them, these phone calls, that have accused me of having some pieces of that and, well, keeping them for a monetary thing. I'm not that kind of a person. There was no people on that wreckage that my dad found. None at all. Now, right west of here, about, 250, 300 miles, there was a UFO crash and there was bodies on it. As I understand, there was 7 bodies on it. Now, I didn't see that or anything. All I know is what I have been told by people that were out there. Now, this wreckage that was found in that part was about the same time that my dad found this wreckage over here. Excuse me. And the place where they found that other wreckage is right due west of here. And there was thoughts, even my dad thought about it. He said it might have been that UFO was traveling from this vicinity to where it crashed, and which would link up pretty right. All of the little, well, I'll call them beings because that's what they were. They were all dead. My theory, I think they're from another planet. And I think they're, well, they're like we are. Let's face it. We've made lots of trails up there going to different places, the moon, and so on and so forth. And they're thinking about putting a human on Mars, that's what the news says, but I don't know. That's all I can think. I think there is beings on other planets, and I think that they just came down here because they're like we are. We're curious. People that call me, and there has been some very arrogant people, call me and, well, several of them said they had read what my dad had said to the Air Force, what the Air Force was allowed to be published, and they told me, they said, he is a liar. And that makes me real mad, because that's one thing my dad wouldn't do, he wouldn't lie.